So here we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent. The hustle and bustle of Christmas is, for some, is kind of subsided, or for some, it's just kind of really coming to a crescendo as they're doing their last-minute sort of preparations, last-minute shopping, and so on. But and for kids, you know, that there's the anticipation of Christmas, the anticipation of what's to come. But really, this is still very much the season of Advent. It's very much a season of preparing to welcome the Lord, to preparing to welcome Christ once again at his birth. And when you think about this, you think about Advent as being kind of a time of pregnancy, so to speak, a time of expectation. And what was Mary's own preparation? What was Mary's own time of what she had was doing during her pregnancy, waiting for the nativity? It's exactly what we have in today's gospel of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. That was one of the earlier steps in the process of her own preparation. But going to see her cousin Elizabeth and bringing the joy of Christ to others. The joy of Christ that through which Mary's presence, carrying Jesus, made the infant John the Baptist leap in the womb, filled St. Elizabeth with the words of the Holy Spirit. You know, Christmas really is a time about family in many ways. I mean, this is the time of the year for family, for seeing family we haven't seen for a long time, for spending time with one another, for family comes out of town or we go travel, see cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents that we haven't seen for a long time. But that's not necessarily the case for everyone. I remember when I was a kid, my family, we large family, 10 kids, and one of the things that my mom would always have us do, she started this little group called the Kids That Care, and we would travel around from care home to care home and just sing for the old folks that live there. And you know, when you have 10 little kids all the way, you know, various sizes, the old folks loved us, and they loved me in particular because I had these dimples, and they'd pinch my cheeks, and I hated it. But I mean, it was, you could see it brought a lot of joy, but one of the things that stuck out to me, and even to this day I recall, is talking to some of these folks in these care homes that were alone, that their spouse had died. And one guy in particular, I remember like it was yesterday, saying, you know, I have 3 kids, and they all live in different states. They're far away, and 8 grandkids. And I'm hoping this year that this will be the year that they come to see me. Hoping that this will be the year. I know they're busy. I know they're in Florida. I know maybe this will be the year I get to see them again. This might be my last. And I remember just thinking, looking at him, looking at his own desire to be with the ones he loved, and recognizing that some of that was due to broken relationships through his own fault, through the fault of not being perhaps the best father, of whatever darkness that he had inflicted on his own family, being shunned, cut off, part of that, the pain, the regret in his face. But just seeing this man's desire to be with the ones he loved, for me, that's always given kind of a good point of reflection for Christmas, for Advent, for preparing for the reality of the Lord coming again in the Nativity. Brothers and sisters, are you prepared to welcome the Lord? Or is this going to be another Advent that just kind of a Christmas that comes and goes, and Christ stands at the door and knocks, but he's left on the cold, longing to be with you, but you've got too many other things going on? That desire to be with those we love, that is exactly, precisely God's desire for us, to be with us. That's why we have this time of Advent as preparation, to prepare our hearts, yeah, to put up the Christmas decorations and the Christmas trees and the right thing, Christmas cards, but to prepare our hearts. And by far, the number one reason, or the number one thing that the church offers to us and commends to us, is confession, the sacrament of confession. And if it's been more than a month, you know, John Paul II would always say, go once a month, once a month, once a month. If it's been more than once a month, I would just really highly encourage you, recommend to you, to make some time to take the time to go to confession. We're offering our penance service tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. There'll be 6 priests here. So we should get through them pretty quickly, but to prepare your heart, perhaps it's been years. Imagine that old man, his desire to be with his family. Imagine that and the desire of God for you. Maybe this will be the year that they allow me in. Maybe this will be the year that I'm close to them again. Brothers and sisters, let's prepare our hearts to welcome the Lord.